Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today's title is Why is Water So Important? Well, there are a lot of reasons why, and I'm just going to go over it and kind of give you some information, and I hope it's going to really help you, because can you believe it? In 68 days is 2019, and I think most of us would like to enter the new year in good health, and I am here to give you hope that this is still possible in many ways, that you can get better, healthier, be it mentally, physically, or financially. Anything is possible as long as we work on the mindset. So back to the water. Why is it so important? Why can we not just drink coffee, tea, alcohol? What do those liquids do for hydration? Honestly, caffeine is something that dehydrates our body. And hydration, you will know what that means. It means fill it with water to make it function properly. So when we drink a lot of coffee and tea and alcohol, converting to sugar and causes diabetes, I mean, moderation is not bad. But when you go too crazy and you have to have a drink a day, that's the latest that I found in the research. If you need a drink a day, you're an alcoholic. Maybe not a serious one, but you're on the route to getting there. So I just want to preface that and say water is the best hydration liquid that we can take. And I'm going to tell you why and how much and all that, so you have an idea of where I'm coming from. You already know from my accolades that I'm definitely in the health business. I am not a doctor, but I am many things, very passionate about health because I gained back mine, and I will let nobody, nothing take it away from me as long as I can be in control of my own health. All right. So what is the minimum of water we should drink, the minimum ounces? And it's 64 ounces of water every day. And the best time to start is with the first 8 ounces just when you get up. Before you've even done anything, before you brushed your teeth, before you washed your face or showered, before you did any of those things, have a glass of water. If you don't like getting up and going to the kitchen to get one, well, get it ready the night before and put it on your nightstand so when you wake up in the morning, you can just drink it. And it's a perfect cool temperature from the bedroom. It's not hot. It's not ice cold, which actually absorbs it easier in the body. So that's the thing. What are the benefits of drinking 8 ounces right away and drinking a minimum of 64 ounces a day? And there I want to preface also that does not count for kidney failure patients or people on certain medications that are limited to water intake because of what's going on. So when in doubt, definitely check with your doctor. Excuse me. Okay. I'm actually addressing this to people who are relatively healthy, could use some help in healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances or something, just to make sure that they're even healthier than they are so they have a better life from now on into the future. They can set an example for their loved ones, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and still do things. When I think about my mom being 88 and still going snow skiing with her grandkids, oh my, I mean, this is so totally amazing. And I think you could do that too. It's all where it's in your mind. All right, so back to the 64 ounces a day. The first 8 ounces is when you get up. That's to kickstart the cells, the brain, the organs, to help the skin. And you know the skin is the largest organ of the body. And then a glass, 8 ounces, every 1 to 2 hours a day, during the day, depending on how long you're up, how many hours you're up. But make sure you get a minimum of 8 glasses at 8 ounces a day. Also, you need to adjust that when you're in an area where it's really hot. Like Texas right now is pretty hot, and there are some other areas that are pretty hot. Well, the heat actually opens up the pores and you perspire, and therefore you need to replenish that humidity that goes out even more so to keep hydrated so you do not go to the other side with dehydration. Other things that affect your hydration are, besides just the temperatures, are also air conditioners. They're so dry, they pull the heat right out, they pull the humidity right out of your skin. I always need to moisturize a lot more when I'm in an air-conditioned place. Moisturize from inside out and outside in, which means drinking water and putting a moisturizing lotion on that actually seals the cells, the pores, and helps hydrate them. Another one is when I am in areas where they heat with wood or even other heat, electric heat or gas heat or whatnot, if I cannot put, you know, if I don't have a humidifier already active and going, I put a pan of water on top of my potbelly. So when the fire roars, it starts heating up the water, which humidifies the area, and I can breathe so much easier, and my skin doesn't get dehydrated, and my body doesn't either. Plus, usually then I drink a lot of water anyways. Other benefits of drinking water: it flushes out your body. It moves the nutrients around in your body where they need to go. It detoxes your body through excreting urine, feces, perspiration, and it removes waste. There are some home tests that you can actually use in order to figure out, are you hydrated, plenty, barely, or not enough? And one of them is to pinch the top skin of your hand for a few seconds, then release it and count on how many seconds it takes to get back to normal. That's an indication of how well or how poorly you're hydrated. So if it goes back that immediately, you're well hydrated. If it goes back with a second, two, you're hydrated. And if it takes 5+ more seconds, you definitely need to drink water. Another one is also a urine color test. And I put the hyperlink in there from the Cleveland Clinic. And that is so simple, yet so powerful. I'm going to share just a little bit with you. So when you pee or void in the toilet, after you're done, turn around and check for the color. If the color is transparent, you're drinking a lot of water and might want to cut back a little bit because you might be a little bit too high in water. If the color is a pale straw, you're normal, healthy, and well hydrated. When the when it's transparent yellow, you're normal. When it's dark yellow, you're normal, but you need to drink some water soon because it's getting dark. When it's amber or honey colored, your body is getting enough water, isn't getting enough water. Drink some now. When it's a syrup or brown ale, you should have liver disease. You could have liver disease or severe dehydration. Drink water and see your doctor if it persists. To reddish, have you eaten beets, blueberries, rhubarb recently? If not, you may have blood in your urine. If it could be nothing, or it could be a sign of kidney disease, tumor, urinary tract infection, prostate problems, or something else, maybe even lead or mercury poisoning. Contact your doctor. Another one is also, if you are on certain medications, it changes. So know what to expect. If your doctor puts you on medication, ask, is my urine going to change color? And if the doctor says, why do you want to know? Say, well, because I check my urine on a daily basis to make sure I'm hydrated. I can tell you, your doctor is going to love you for that, and they will tell you what to expect. If your urine is orange, you may not be drinking enough water, or you may could have a liver or bile duct condition, or it could be food dye. Contact your doctor. And I noticed with myself when it was orange, I had just taken some turmeric. And turmeric is pretty healthy, but it does stain your urine. So when you know that, don't worry about it. But if you don't do any of that and it's orange, then definitely contact your doctor. When your urine is blue or green, that's different. There is a rare genetic disease that can turn your urine blue or green. Also, certain bacteria can infect your urinary tract. But it's possibly a food dye in something you ate or a medication. You won't die from it, but see your doctor if it persists. And can you believe there is even a purple? There is no such thing as purple urine. That's on the chart. That's rather funny. So, no, there is nothing purple. And if you have a foaming or fizzing, a harmless hydraulic effect, if occasional, but could indicate excess protein in your diet or kidney problem. See a doctor if foaming happens all the time. So I've given you some insights, and you can actually go and print out the link that I gave you there, and it has everything in there. So the first three, clear, pale, and transparent yellow, are good, and anything thereafter, you need more water or you need to go see the doctor. So we talked about that test, which you can do at home, and the skin pinch test, and now I want to give you some other benefits of water. Did you know that water speeds up your metabolism and it helps your liver convert body fat into energy? Proper hydration helps with saggy skin after big weight loss. And that is quite interesting, because when it's sagging like crazy, yeah, well, sure, all the fat cells that we had when we were overweight are shrinking due to the releasing weight. However, the skin, the cells don't go away, they just shrink. So we need to hydrate them to make sure they're plump and they're working right. And water definitely helps with that and speed up the metabolism, so everything works much better. I did mention that only drink the 64 plus ounces a day if you're healthy and you don't have any kidney failure or any medications that restrict you on intake. Check with your doctor in any case just to make sure that everything is okay, because you want to make sure that you're the best version of yourself at all times. Remember, sometimes that's not to put blame anywhere. That's just something that I have recognized. Where I grew up and with whom I grew up, I know for a fact they meant the very best. They did the very best. They knew how. We always drank fresh water out of the fountain outside, which was glacier water that came down, and it was pure, clean. So that was awesome. And even the water in the house was actually very good at my time as a child. It wasn't polluted like it is nowadays, and it didn't have all the fluoride in it and all the mercury and all that stuff. That was not the case at that time. Now we have to be more careful. So we have to choose, make a conscious effort to drink clean water to make sure that we do get healthy. So my question for you today is, are you ready to embrace 2019 in good health, or do you have goals to reach to be at your very best ever? If you say no, meaning you don't have any goals, you're doing perfectly well, congratulations on being very healthy. Awesome. I applaud you. If you said yes, that you need improvements in some areas, be it changing some of your habits to better ones, using some appetite moderation techniques so you don't overeat and put on more than you burn. You know the saying GIGO for garbage in, garbage out? It's also CICO, calories in, calories out. So if you take in more than you burn, of course it starts sitting on your hip and your waist and your thighs and your biceps and triceps and all over the place. But when you burn more than you take in, you start getting rid of some of the excess. And I'm not saying to do that with going to the gym and working like crazy, because that burns actually also muscle for energy. That's not what we want. The way I go about is helping people keep their muscle, make their muscle lean, and burn their fat. So that's a totally different way of going about, because it's all mental adjustment. And that really, really is amazing. So instead of just talking about it, I would like to demonstrate it to each and every one of you who wants to make a change in their life, mental, physical, and maybe even financial, because we need to be healthy in all three aspects. So for that particular reason, I'm going to make you an offer, actually two offers. I am offering you a free 30-minute health assessment. And on top of that, I will give you a $30 scholarship when you sign up with me as your health coach by October 31st, 2018. And we'll journey together towards a better you, so you can actually look forward to good health, to setting a good example, to leading the best life you can live, to be more focused, to be happier, to all of, there's so many things. I don't even want to go to every place because I could talk for hours and hours. Why? Why could I do that? Simple. I was there. I've done that. And I'm still doing great. So just a quick review. 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago now, yeah, when my father-in-law passed away, I was at my all-time worst at 178 pounds for a frame of 5'1". I was more round than tall. I mean, it was horrible. I was in a size 12, 14, and that is huge for a person that short. Well, once he was gone, I decided I needed to take my life back, and this amazing program was offered to me, and it's a gift of health that was offered to me, and I took it, I ran with it, I was so successful, I dropped 50-some pounds, I'm down in a size 4, sometimes 2, depending on what's happening, feeling so energized, happy, focused, and healthy. My last lab work came back as perfect. And you know what that does to your mind, to your heart? You rejoice when you get good results back, because doctors are usually quick to say, you need to improve here and you need to improve there. Well, I'm there. And I want to share that with you and help you to rejoice as much as I do. and get to that point where you can say, oh my goodness, I have gained my health back. All I lost, all I gained was joy, energy, health, freedom, maybe even time freedom, depending on how far you want to take this. And I can do so much more. I am such a better me now. And that's the joy that I have to share with you, with the system, and it works. I can promise you it works, because I have quite a few people who tell me nothing had worked for them before, but this truly works. So, anyways, remember, my offer again is a free 30-minute health assessment. And when you decide that this is for you and you sign up with me as your health coach, and by the way, I come for free. You just pay for what you need. And I don't quit. I don't give up on you the minute you reach your goal. I'm still there as your coach, as your friend. We're building a good relationship. Actually, it's going to be lasting for a long, long time. And all the teachings that go into this program, you get it all. So, having said that, I don't need to blabber on. I'm going to ask you, if indeed you are really serious or simply considering to want to find out if indeed you're healthy or if you need more and you want to go through this 30-minute health assessment, contact me. Email me at dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line BTR, that's for Blog Talk Radio, help. And then I know that you're serious, and I will open your email. I will take it out of the spam folder, because all first emails go into spam, but I'm very cautious the way I go through it. I will get it out of there, and I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours, set up an appointment so we can do the health assessment, and then we can see whether or not this is for you. If you don't have email, you can text me or voicemail me specifically, and the first thing is you say your name, and this is in response to Blog Talk Radio help, and my number is 562-335-4956. Leave me a message with your name and phone number, and I said Blog Talk Radio help, and tell me what you would like to improve so I can prepare for our conversation and be of more use to you than if I'm totally unprepared. Anyway, that's it for today. It's a little bit shorter than 30 minutes, but that's okay. Short recap, drink water. Why? It's a cleanser. It helps you eliminate. How can you check whether you are hydrated enough or not? It's the urine test, and it's the skin test on top of you, on the back of your hand. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or you would like to get the 30-minute health assessment and maybe even the $30 scholarship to sign up and have me guide you and coach you and be with you step by step to your success till you're totally healthy, I'd be honored to do that with you and for you. For right now, I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and I'll talk to you next week again. Take care.